You stand alone on a frosty December evening, the festive lights around you clashing with the turmoil inside. This Christmas, the joy of the season is overshadowed by suffocating financial strain. Your breath forms clouds in the cold air as you contemplate the stark reality that this year, the magic of Christmas feels out of reach. The streets are bustling with holiday cheer, but your mind is elsewhere, trapped in a maze of overdue bills and dwindling bank balances. Each laugh and snippet of a carol feels like a sharp reminder of what you can't provide. You think of your family at home, their expectations, their hopes for the season, and your heart sinks. In every shop window you see reflections of a happier time. A time when Christmas didn't feel like a burden. Now the bright displays, the enticing gifts, they all feel like taunts. A toy in the window catches your eye. A toy you know your child dreams of. But the price tag might as well be a million miles away. Your phone vibrates with a message from home. A simple, "When are you coming back?" It feels like a call back to reality. You wish you could escape. You imagine walking through the door, seeing their faces, knowing the weight of the unmet expectations hangs in the air. The festive lights blur as your eyes well up. No resolutions come to mind, only the stark, raw feeling of being trapped in a situation with no clear way out. This Christmas, the warmth of family feels overshadowed by the cold grip of financial hardship. You turn and you start to walk home. Each step heavy with a mix of dread and determination. How do you explain to your loved ones that this year, Christmas has to be different? The question hangs over you, unanswered, as you disappear into the night. So, things are tight for Christmas. Let's talk about it. Hello, and welcome back to Breaking Dad, the podcast where we will dive deep into the real and sometimes messy world of fatherhood. I'm your host, Martin James, and today we're addressing a topic that is as timely as it is challenging: the financial juggle of the holiday season. So in today's episode, we're tackling the all-too-common issue of holiday finances. It's a challenge that can quickly turn a dad's ho-ho-ho into a no-no-no. We all know the drill. The gifts, the decorations, the festive meals. It can feel like your wallet is under siege by Santa himself. But fear not, because we're going to explore practical tips for managing holiday expenses, setting realistic expectations with the family, and most importantly, creating memorable experiences without breaking the bank. We'll dive into how you can navigate this festive financial minefield and come out the other side without a new year financial hangover. So if you find value in our conversation today, and I'm sure you will, please share this episode with fellow dads facing their own Christmas budget battles. Let's spread the word that a joyful holiday doesn't have to mean an empty wallet. For those new to the podcast, I'm Martin James, a dad like many of you navigating the ups and downs of fatherhood. Breaking Dad is all about sharing experiences, the triumphs, the challenges, and everything in between. Whether you're a new listener or you've been with us since the beginning, thank you for joining us on this journey. Today, we're not just talking money, we're talking about making the holiday special without the financial stress that often comes with it. So, if this is the first time joining us, welcome. And let me introduce myself. I'm Martin. I'm a father and stepfather to four absolutely amazing kids. There is my oldest boy, whom I've had from a previous relationship, who is 13 going on 14. He's in the throes of becoming a man, and mood swings are the new thing. I have my stepdaughter, whom I've brought up as my own. She's an amazing athlete and enjoys her athletics. She's 11, but seems to have an attitude of a 16-year-old. There's my youngest daughter from a previous relationship. She's 10, and she is the daydreamer of the bunch. Always in some amazing world. And then there's my youngest son, a very boisterous 3-year-old. Both my son and daughter have recently come to live with me and my partner, so as you can imagine, it is a very busy household that doesn't seem to stop. So, what's been happening in the James household this week? Well, this week, we embarked on the thrilling adventure of preschool hunting for my littlest. And let me tell you, when did preschool start resembling the colour palette of a prison cell? I mean, we're talking about a place for toddlers, not a scene from a gritty crime drama. So the first few places we visited had less colour than my sock drawer. Apparently, the lack of colour is intentional. It's to keep the kids from getting distracted. Because, you know, nothing says fun learning environment like the inside of a cardboard box. And half expected to see a toddler in the corner trying to make a game out of watching paint not dry. Thankfully, our search wasn't all shades of grey. We did find this one place that was bustling with colours. And finally, it felt like a place where my kid could learn his ABCs without feeling like he's in the witness protection programme. So, switching gears, we've started the Christmas shopping. And this year, we've decided to keep it simple for the adults. Everyone is getting a box of chocolates. And we've all agreed as well. So, it's not just us, but all the families agreed. All the adults get a box of chocolates. It's straightforward, sweet, and let's be honest, who doesn't love chocolate? And we've also found this absolute gem for my littlest. It's a second-hand Thomas the Tank Engine railway table. It's a classic, and I really can't wait to see his reaction on Christmas morning. You see, sometimes the best gifts aren't always the newest, but the ones that bring the most joy. So that's a wrap on this week's family adventures. From preschool hunting to early Christmas prep, it's just been a really standard busy week. So with that, let's dive into this week's episode. Today we're diving into a topic that touches all of us fathers during this holiday season. The delicate balancing act of managing our finances. Now, did you know the average family spends a significant portion of their yearly budget on the holiday expenses? It's a figure that even the most jolliest elf would fall off his chair. Now let's face it, when the holiday season rolls around, our wallets feel the pinch. There's a societal pressure to make the holidays feel perfect. The best gifts, the lavish meals, the most dazzling decorations, but at what cost? Often it's more than just monetary, it's the stress and strain it puts on us as parents. I recall a Christmas a few years back where I found myself overwhelmed by the expense of it all. It was a wake-up call. I realised that the joy of the season shouldn't be overshadowed by the financial stress. So I started to look for ways to keep the holiday spirit alive without getting the expenses to spiral out of control. One strategy that worked for me was setting a clear budget for the holidays. It sounds simple, but it's effective. Allocate a specific amount for gifts, food, and other expenses. This not only helps in controlling spending, but also in prioritising what's truly important. What I've found is there's this undeniable pressure to conform to the commercialised version of the holidays. But stepping back from this narrative can be liberating. It's all about creating a holiday experience that aligns with your values and financial reality, not the expectations that are set by advertisements or social media. Balancing financial expectations is another aspect. It's okay to have a conversation with your kids or other family members about the reality of what you can afford. And it's a valuable lesson in budgeting and appreciating what they have. Then there's the approach to gift giving. We all want to see the joy in our children's faces as they unwrap their presents. But this doesn't always mean buying the most expensive items on the wish list. Sometimes the most cherished gifts are those what come with that personal touch. At the end of the day, it's the memories we create that our children will remember, not how much we spent. It's the laughter during a family board game, the warmth of a cosy movie night, the joy of cooking together. These are the moments that truly define the holiday spirit. Look, navigating holiday finances as a father doesn't have to be a source of stress. With a bit of planning, creativity, and a focus on what really truly matters, we can make the holiday season a time of joy and togetherness, rather than that financial burden. Let's have a look at more ways how we can make the festive season be on our terms and focusing on the love and warmth that no amount of money can buy. Okay, so in this part of the discussion, we're going to touch on reality that many of us are facing right now, the cost of living crisis. It's a challenge that has added an extra layer of complexity to managing our finances, especially during the holiday season. I want to share with you a personal experience that really opened up my eyes to the current financial climate. Earlier last year, like many families, we were caught off guard by the skyrocketing gas and electricity prices. Our bills, which were once manageable at around about £70 a month, suddenly jumped to an amount that was hard to comprehend. This hike wasn't just a number on a bill, but it was a hit on our family budget, affecting everything from how we heated our home to something as simple as just running a bath. The spike in utility costs led us into some serious debt, and it was a wake-up call and a stark reminder of how quickly financial situations can change. We had to really re-evaluate our spending, especially with the holiday season approaching. It meant even tougher decisions, prioritising essentials over wants, and finding new ways to cut back. And let's talk about another elephant in the room, the soaring food prices. This issue hits home for us all, especially when you're planning for the festive season. The rising cost in groceries have become a stark reality. I remember walking into a shop earlier this year and being hit by the price increases. It was like watching the prices climb right before my eyes, week on week. And one moment that really stuck with me was seeing a bottle of Heinz ketchup priced at £4.40. I mean, who's buying ketchup at that price? In our house, ketchup barely makes it to the cupboard before it's used up, so there's no way we could even justify those kinds of costs. These price hikes have forced us to rethink our shopping habits, especially with the holiday season approaching. We've had to be more strategic about what we buy, looking for deals and opting for store brands over name brands, and even re-evaluating our holiday menu. The traditional lavish feasts would have to be adjusted just to fit into our new financial reality. But there's a silver lining to all this. We've become more creative in the kitchen, discovering budget-friendly recipes that are just as delicious and festive. There's quite a few TikTokers out there that do meals and recipes that are budget-friendly. I think one of them was, I think it's called Meals by Mitch, where he goes to places like Aldi and Lidl and picks up, you know, enough to feed a family of four for £5. So it's amazing how just a little ingenuity can transform a simple meal into something special. And this approach not only helps our wallet, but it also brings the family together in preparing meals. So these challenges have brought into focus what the holiday season is truly about. It's not just about the fanciest meal or the most expensive gifts, it's about the warmth of a family, the joy of togetherness and the love what we share. Yes, the cost of living has risen, but it hasn't diminished the spirit of our holiday celebrations. So just as we conclude this segment, and before we jump into the practical tips and solutions to trying to get through these difficult times, I want to leave you with this message of hope and resilience. Yes, we're facing tough times, but we're also discovering our strength, adaptability, and the unbreakable bond of a family. So this holiday season, let's embrace the challenges, find the joy in the simple things, and remember that the best gifts we can give is our love, time, and togetherness. As we round out our discussion on navigating holiday finances, it's time to focus on actionable tips and thoughtful advice. With the current cost of living crisis, it's more important than ever to approach holiday spending with care and consideration. I mentioned to you before that recent research points out that the average family spends a significant portion of their annual budget during this holiday season, and it's a startling figure, reminding us of the importance of mindful spending. You see, the key here is not necessarily to spend less, but to spend smart. So last year, Martin Lewis, the financial guru, shared some profound thoughts on Christmas gift giving. He highlighted how we've disconnected from the true purpose of giving gifts, turning it into a sort of tit-for-tat game that often leads to financial strain and unnecessary stress. This year, amongst a cost of living crisis, his message rings even truer. Let's ponder that for a moment. Are we giving gifts out of obligation or love? Are our gifts a help or a hindrance? So Martin Lewis suggests that sometimes the best gift is freeing others from the expectation of giving in return. This could mean making a pact to stop unnecessary gift exchanges, or setting a modest limit for gifts. With this in mind, let's talk practicalities. First, create a detailed budget for your holiday spending. Include everything from gifts to food and stick to it. Look out for deals, use loyalty points, and remember it's not about how much you spend, but the thought behind it. Managing expectations is crucial. Be honest with your family about what's feasible this year. Involve them in the budgeting decisions. It's a valuable lesson in financial responsibility and helps set realistic expectations for holiday spending. And gifts don't have to break the bank to be meaningful. Consider homemade gifts or offering time and skills. A gift of a home-cooked meal or a promise to help with a project, or even a handcrafted item can be more valuable than the most expensive store-bought present. Or rethink your holiday traditions. Does it always have to be a big family dinner? Or try a potluck style where everyone contributes, or consider a simpler yet cozy celebrations? Remember, it's all about the togetherness that counts, not the extravagance of the event. Consider incorporating charity in your holiday plans. Instead of buying gifts for everyone, why not donate to a cause in their name? It's a gesture that gives back and brings deeper sense of joy and fulfillment. Open communication with your family and about holiday finances is vital. It helps everyone understand the situation and encourages a collective effort to make holidays enjoyable without the financial strain. So as we conclude, I want to emphasise that the spirit of the holiday season isn't found in price tags, but in love, joy, and togetherness we share. This year, let's challenge ourselves to make the holidays special in a way that respects our financial realities and enriches our family bonds. This year has been a journey of growth and adaptation for many of us. We've learned to be more financially savvy and find joy in simplicity and cherish the moments that truly matter. Let's carry these lessons into the holiday season and beyond, creating a future of financial stability and lasting memories. As we come to the close of this episode, I think it's getting to that time that we start to acknowledge those dads out there. Welcome to the Manly Minute, a powerful 60 seconds where we shine a spotlight on you, the dads, especially during this festive season. So let's begin. This time of year, it's the dads who often become the unsung heroes of the holidays. You're the tree decorators, the present wrappers, the light untanglers, and sometimes the peacemakers. It's you that braves the cold for the perfect Christmas tea, or stands on the ladder placing reels and reels of lights onto the house. You stand in endless shopping lines and stay up late assembling the toys with the so-called easy instructions. I know it's not always easy. The holiday season can be as stressful as it is joyful. Managing finances, juggling family commitments, and trying to make everything perfect is a tall order. But you tackle it with determination that deserves recognition. So here's to you, dads, for the effort you put in to make the holidays magical for your family. For every sneaky bite of the mince pie while wrapping presents up late at night. For every smile and laugh you bring to your children's faces. And for the love that underpins all you do this season. Remember, it's okay to lean on others, to share the load. The holiday's about togetherness, not just celebration, but in the work and preparation too. So team up with your partner, your family, your friends, and make holiday preparations a joint effort filled with fun and teamwork. You're doing incredible jobs, dads. Amidst the hustle and bustle, take a moment to appreciate your hard work. Your role in creating holiday memories is priceless and cherished. Keep up the great work, and remember to find your moments for holiday cheer. As we wrap up today's episode on navigating holiday finances, I want to leave you with a question to ponder. How can you redefine the holiday season to focus more on the joy of togetherness and less on the financial strain? Think about the changes you can make to create a holiday that's fulfilling both emotionally and financially. If you found value in our discussion today, please support Breaking Dad. You can do this by subscribing, sharing this episode with friends or fellow dads, and leaving a review. Your feedback not only helps us grow, but it also connects us with more dads looking for guidance and community. And don't forget to tune into our next episode, Decking the Halls, A Dad's Guide to Christmas Preparations. We'll dive into how to get your home and family ready for the festive season, creating a magical Christmas atmosphere, and making the most of this special time with your loved ones. Thanks for joining me today on Breaking Dad. As we approach the holiday season, remember it's not just about the decorations or the perfect Christmas dinner, but about the warmth and joy we bring into our homes. So wishing you all a wonderful start to the festive preparations, happy holidays, keep on breaking the dad mould, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Good night.